Sybil.
Welcome back, Mr. Joyner.
How was your Thanksgiving?
It was lovely. How was yours?
Oh, real good.
Nice.
Real good.
Nice.
Damon Williams in the funny chair.
Good morning, Damon. Hey,
good
morning, Tom. Good morning, Sybil.
Wow, that's a funny man who's been working hard this weekend. That is the voice yes. of a hard
Where worker. Are you, man?
I'm home now. I was in Cincinnati, Liberty City, basically, out in Ohio, but I'm at the crib now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how was your Thanksgiving?
It was great. I worked in Houston Wednesday, came home. We went to my mother's Thursday, and everybody hung out because our birthday just was Friday, and jumped out to Ohio. It's been a good one.
All right. Sib, Black Friday. Did you shop? Did you get it in?
Only by accident. And what was I thinking?
What?
My phone is going through some things, so I decided Friday, this is the day. And I found my phone because it's an Apple phone, and so it's difficult to find. I found one in a mall.
Yeah?
What was I thinking going to pick up this phone in a mall on the Friday after Thanksgiving, Black Friday? What was I thinking? That nobody would be there, that I could just run in and run out? Was that what I was thinking? Yes. And
did you get hurt?
Oh, my gosh.
Did you have to fight?
I tried to dodge and undercut a lot of people, you know, just moving out of because there's a lot of bobbing and weaving going on already. Yeah. And I made it through, but my gosh, there are some
You really wanted a phone, huh?
I needed that phone. And I wanted to take a picture of the madness, and this man said, "What you doing? You're not taking my picture, are you?" I was like, "Dude, really? Really?
Wow.
No, sir, I'm not taking your picture. Although, now that you mention it, perhaps somebody needs to see this." It was crazy.
Crazy, huh?
Oh my! And that was just one store. I mean, it was just, and I never do Black Friday stuff because of that. But
well, they say the online sales were at a record high.
Yeah.
But I got no word yet about the malls. I guess that comes out today.
Well,
about
how
the shopping centers did.
They've been saying, Tom, that the shopping centers definitely you can see the decline as the increases.
It doesn't sound like it according to you. You said it was.
Yeah, I'm about to say you
jam-packed.
Couldn't see
how
the decline.
Just imagine if it had been even more so, like a few years ago before, you know, everybody started
doing online
shopping.
Yeah.
It was bananas.
Yeah. Online has really calmed that thing down.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. And, you know, and some people are sympathetic shoppers because they're going to go with their girlfriends just because their girlfriends or boyfriends have to be there that day. I'm like, that's not sympathetic shopping. you're enabling. That's
you
not.
Get your points where you get them, Sib. You get your points where you get them.
Okay.
We got a big show this morning. I am in Miami.
Oh,
and coming up this morning, an in-studio jam. With band, full band, Maxwell.
My man.
Here All in right. Miami.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Maxwell. He was on the road with Mary J. Blige.
Still is.
And and he's coming by the Miami Performance Studios, and we got an in-studio jam. It's going to be a little different. We're going to do three songs. We normally just do two at 50. He's going to do Lake by the Ocean, and then Top of the Hour. He's going to do 1990X, and then one of my favorite Maxwell,
That's a Damon Williams song.
Yes.
Pretty Wings.
Yeah, Pretty Wings. And Damon, going to hear Lake by the Ocean, and we're going to answer the question that you have. What in the world is he talking about?
Please clarify that for me.
What the Lake by the Ocean?
Yeah.
Awesome.
They're still celebrating. I'm here in Miami, and the beard is dead, and they are in the streets. Tinka, 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 tinka. The beard is, man.
Are we still talking about Castro?
Woo!
Okay. Right. That tinka, tinka, tinka sound
oh,
like something
man.
Has nothing to do with the.
I know, but it does.
I believe you.
Oh, man.
So you
I'm in the middle of it.
You were in the thick of it.
Oh, yeah. Loving it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. And what are people saying to you? What, or are they just still celebrating? There's no real conversation.
People are just celebrating. I haven't gotten into any deep conversations about what does this mean for the people in Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
Are there going to be more immigrants? Are things going to change in Cuba? We'll have a discussion with that about that coming up this morning with Soledad O'Brien.
Mm-hmm.
Soledad is Afro-Cuban.
Mm-hmm.
Her mother's full Cuban. And,
the O'Brien side of her.
Yeah.
Cuban O'Briens.
That's right.
The Cuban O'Briens. Her mother came to this country when she was like, when her mother was only like 13 or 14.
Right.
And she came to the country before Castro took over. She came to the country while Batista was still running things.
Mm.
And did you see?
And has this been officially verified? Because you know, there's been a lot of false alarm Castro deaths over the years.
Yeah. This is official. Okay.
This time, his brother came on television, Raul, and said, "My brother dead," and it's official.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, over 600 assassination attempts.
Isn't that crazy?
Over 600
yeah.
assassination attempts. And he died in old age, died an old man.
Well, yeah.
Well, I think they might be counting something as assassination attempts this night, like somebody shot a paperclip at him. That's one.
That's what it sounds like, huh?
Right. A car backfired. That's two.
Somebody tried to kill?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you see the Colin Kaepernick press conference?
No, he
was here in Miami playing the Dolphins yesterday. He lost a really close one too.
Boy, there's some good football this weekend.
Yeah, he lost a close one, and at the press conference, he had on a T-shirt that had a picture of Malcolm X
mm-hmm.
with
mm-hmm.
Fidel Castro. And he was saying his support and what he was saying, Sip, mm-hmm. a lot of people here in Miami and everywhere
mm-hmm.
got really upset about what Colin Kaepernick was saying about his how he admired Castro.
Mm-hmm.
And Sip, we've been to Cuba, and I'm agreeing with Colin Kaepernick and what he said. He was a dictator, and we don't usually like dictators, but this man.
But he did
a lot of good things.
He was talking
for the
about
people.
The education that people are able to get, as well as health care, the free health care, and also
the fact that he helped South Africa
right.
Get out of
helping to end apartheid in South Africa.
Help to end apartheid.
I just think they can't get over the fact that you can't get a Corvette in Cuba, though.
No, nothing before 1950, pretty much.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it's stirred a lot of controversy. Even, of course, the right wing in this country talking about the president's statement about Castro, as well as the Prime Minister of Canada, Trudeau. And saying that they were not talking about what a despot this man was, and a
yeah.
dictator. And so a lot of people have caught hell about the statements they've made, especially leaders like our president and the Prime Minister of Canada.
And yeah. can you clarify what despot means, please?
Thank you. Too embarrassed to say
it. I was going to try to play it off.
I was trying to play it off. But anyway, it's Monday. I'm back from vacation after Thanksgiving. And coming up, an in-studio jam from Maxwell, Chris Paul, and the NFL wrap-up. And Soledad O'Brien next hour talking about Castro. But coming up next, Melody Hobson. And she's talking about these holiday fraud. Yeah, it's time for Christmas shopping. All that and more coming up this morning on the TJMS.